recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's daf, Masechet Nida, brought to you midin Chomot Yerushalayim on this Rosh Chodesh Av, is daf nun daf samach. We're holding on the Halak Mishnah and daf nun tet amud bet. Yishilach alutala nochrit olunida. Let's say a woman lends her dress to a non-Jewish woman or to a nida, and then she wears it herself and finds a ketem on it. Arezo tolaba, she can be tailor because the nida is definitely Roya Dam. And in assuming that this Nida was the one that was Roya, we're not changing any halacha. So there's no problem of balancing the halacha of one against the halacha of the other. And we're going to see that this is a very important nekuda in this Mishnah, because since we have to paskin halacha in a way that's consistent, where we cannot be Matayer one woman and be Matame another woman when they both have equal Sveikot. But in this case, a Goya is anyway Tamei Anida, by definition. And the Israeli that was Raya, is the Anida is anyway Tamei. So therefore, this second Israeli, she is the one that can be Samechet on the fact that the other one was Raya. Mashenke, in a case where both of them had been Tahora, then there would be a problem. And we'd have to be Mitame both of them, because we have a similar suffix by each. We have absolutely no halachic basis to be mechalik or psak one on the other. So in such a case where you would have, let's say, shalosh nashim, all of them had worn the same dress one after the other, and then at the end we take a look and we find a ketem on that dress, or three women had sat on a bench one after the other, and then we find dam. So they're all on a chair, let's say, that way we don't get into the question of positioning that we'll get into later on the meetup. So then, kulon tmeot, they would all be tmeot, because we would have no way of saying A is tmeya and B is taira. Now, the obvious difference points out the Chtam Sofer. We have a similar case, which I'm sure you're all thinking about, of Shnei Shvilim. So you have two people that walked on two Shvilim. One of the Shvilim is tmeya, one is tahar. So the din over there is, if they ask together, then we can't be Matayer both of them. But if they ask one after the other, then we can say to the first one that comes, why would you think you went on the tummy path? You had a cheskas taira, you're still tar. This tummy went on the tar path. Ba'alocha. And we can do that for both of them. Here, the Mishnah is not mechaleket, whether they come together, they come one after the other, why not? Her, it's the same thing. Points out the Chtam Sofer, not only is it not the same thing, it's exactly the opposite thing. It's amazing how easy it is to be fooled. By the case of the Shnei Nazirim, where one works on one path and one works on the other path, if they would come separately, each would be Tahor. But in this case, if there's only one woman, she would be Tameya. So obviously it's not the case of the Shnei Shvilim. So over here, it's this suffix itself that's being Metameya. So how can we possibly say that therefore we should be Tahor, each one and the other?
Exactly the opposite.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it's complex, because it's within the suffix itself that we have the other women, and they become the Shnei Shvilim, so to speak, because it could be another woman. But obviously that's what's Mitorer betoch the suffix, not the thing that is more of the Suffolk process. It's so beautiful when you see it clearly like that. Okay, so in any event, the point over here is that we need to have some basis to be Matame one in a way that would not be changing her halakha anyway. That way we can leave the other one to her. But if we don't have that, then we cannot be Semech and be Taylor one on the other. Now, suppose when they sat on this Safsal, they sat on the bench one after the other, the bench had been made of stone. If it was made of stone, it couldn't be Makabal Tuma. Or they sat on an itzta, maybe they were sitting on the edge of a swimming pool. Now that's binyan. Binyan is never Makabal Tuma, no matter what it would be made out of. So then we have our famous psak of Rabbi Nechemiah that we discussed earlier, and that is that Rabbi Nechemiah says that you're Torah in such a case. Why? Shaya Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, kol davar she'eno mekabel tuma, eno mekabel ketamim. if the dam is found on something which itself is not tomei because of dam, and in this case, binyan and itztava can't be makabel truma, or evan cannot be makabel truma, and therefore the safsal shel evan is not tomei, we would not be metame the woman either. So Tosfos says, not here but earlier, Tosfos says that the svara is that if we can't be metame with the dam itself, the thing that the dam is on, then we weren't gazing that this dam should be metame a woman. The Rashba says a much weaker svara, but he didn't like this svara because what does one have to do with the other if it's dam? So then if she was raya, the dam, of course she's tmeya. This thing is on the kabel tuma, so it's not nichtas the suffix. What does that have to do with anything? Therefore, Tanya's the Rashba that the svara is that since the Rabbanan are never gezer, they never make a gezer or takana on something that is not matsui. So it's not matsui that we should have a shayla in a case. Usually we're talking about dam. The dam is on her body. The dam is on a piece of clothing. But to say dam found anywhere, dam found on the ground, on a bench, that's not the matsui. So in order to make a chiluk between what is matsui, what is in a matsui, we say it's a dover that's not makabel tuma. Where, how often are we going to find dam in a dover that's not makabel tuma? We weren't gezer. Omer Rav, when the Mishnah says that she could be tailor on a nochrit, doesn't mean on a nochrit just because of nochrit anyway is tmeya. Because, I mean, why would we think that the blood is coming from this nochrit? It would have to be a nochrit who is actually ro'ah. So she was a woman that had been re'adam, and therefore we can be semech. Not that we never knew that she was re'adam. And why do I say this? I say this because it puts together the nida, right? So I mean, a nida de kachazin, a nida is talking about that she was rei adam. So af nochrit that we're talking about is a nochrit that was rei adam. Omer of Sheshadva, you know, the best that I can say is that Rav was half asleep when he said this ridiculous statement. So kinayin v'shochiv Rav, I think he was basically falling asleep, so he wasn't really aware of what he was saying. That's when he was omer la'ashvatzah. Because, I mean, Rav couldn't be dumb enough to have said this when he was awake, you know. The time now. Because this is beferish in the Braita. Tola benochrit. And Rabbi Meir says benochrit haruyal yirot. So looky. The Tanakhama says that she could be, you could be tola in an ochrit. And even Rabbi Meir says, no, you can't be tola in an ochrit. It has to be an ochrit that was ruyal yirot. And for God's sake, even Rabbi Meir didn't say that she had to be ro'ah. All Rabbi Meir said was, look, all he said was that she was old enough to be Roya. That's all. He didn't say that she literally had to be Roya. And what if we don't know that she was ever Roya? She's old enough to be Roya. But the Chachamim said she doesn't even have to be that. So what you're telling me that Rav is ignoring not only the Chachamim, he's even ignoring Rabbi Meir, and he's saying, it has to be she's Mama's Roya. I'm like, come on. That she should actually have seen Dam. We don't need her to have actually seen Dam. Oh, my Rava, yeah? You think Rav is half asleep? Maybe you're half asleep? What do you think, that Rabbi Meir over here is coming to be machmir? That it has to be an ochrita ruyan lirot? V'tizba, Rabbi Meir l'chumra, on the contrary, I'll prove to you that Rabbi Meir was going l'kula. Take a look at this bright, the Tanya. The Tanya Kama says, Einat olav an ochrit. Comes along Rabbi Meir and he says, no, you can actually be tola. No. So Rabbi Meir, if anything, is being made. So how do you explain the bright is a contradiction? No? Huh? What do you say, Rav Sheshes? Obviously it's not a contradiction. I'll explain to you. So what do you have to say? So the Tanakhama is saying, no, you can't be tailored in awkward unless she was actually Raya Dan. Comes along Rabbi Meir to say, it's enough if she was ruyal yirot avopisha ena ro'ah. That's the point. So if anything, Rabbi Meir is being made. The Tanakhama is the one, the Chachamim are saying she has to actually be right. That's exactly what Rav is saying. Rav is saying, like the Rabbim, like the Tanakhama, like the Chachamim, and he's saying that's the meaning of the Stam Mishnah, because the Mishnah is comparing it to Nida. Brilliant statement. Tana Rabban. Look, the fact is, let's see a woman was Roya Dam. One day during her 11 days of Zivas, right? So now, she has to keep one day of fire. So she's keeping now this her second day now. That was yesterday she was Roya. Today she is counting one day. She could, Shomer Yom Kineged Yom, could go to the mikveh today. She didn't go to the mikveh yet. So she's not the Cheskas Roya, obviously. Shomer Yom Kineged Yom, the very fact she can go to the Roya, to the mikveh, means she's not the Cheskas Roya. But since she hasn't been Tovelas, she's still Tamea. So since she's still Tamea, you can be tailoring her also. Why? Because you're not changing your halacha, basically. You're saying that one woman is Tamea, and one woman is Tayer, and we find a Keta. So be Tayla, the Keta, among the woman who is Tamea. What's not Kamina? If Lamaisa, she's being Raya today, she's not being Raya today, makes no difference. So even though today she is Shayach to the Mikvah, for that matter, let's say she's a Sofer Shivasnakiyim. It's her seventh day. She didn't go to the Mikvah yet. Shalom Tavla. And therefore, lefichachim to kenet v'chavretah mekukelet. There's anyway chavretah mekukelet. So what's the big deal? So therefore, if the point is that we cannot distinguish halakhically between one woman and the other one, why should we make this one tamei and this one tayra? But over here, we do have a basis, because anyway, she's tamei. Ah, you're telling me the fact that she's tamei doesn't mean that that logistically you have a right to say that the ketah came from her. That's okay, because she's still becheskes tamei. And therefore, she is metukenet, the one that was Torah before. Chaverta is mekukelet. So now she has to worry about it, and because of that, she's now going to have to count the Shiva Zekim again, or she's going to have to count today again. Divrei Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Rebbe says, "What are you talking about? You don't have a right to do that because it's affecting her now. You're poskening on her that she's more Tamea and she's not Cheskes Roya today." You can't do that. If you have to paskin that someone's halacha is changing because of this, then you have to paskin that they're both changing. And therefore, enatullah, you can't be Taylor and her more than the other. Both of them now have to start counting their Shivas Yemei Nido or Shemer Yom Keneged Yom, depending when they found the Ket. Now, everybody agrees, however, that if one of these women was a Shomer Yom Kineged Yom on the first day, where it really doesn't make any difference if she's Raya again today, and the fact that she's Becheskes Raya, or if she was, let's say, Yoshevet Adam Tor, let's say it doesn't make any nafkamina because even if she's bleeding, she's Tahira because she just had a baby 2 weeks ago. So who cares? So say, okay, so she saw the Dam. Okay, fine, thank you, I'll take it all on my shoulders, no problem. Or, let's say she's a Petula who got married, where we have an assumption that all of her bleeding is coming from a Petulima, therefore it's not Damnides. So you're not changing your halacha. So over there everybody agrees that both of them are tired. Okay, now explain to me, what is the Chiddush when Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Lefichach? What do you mean, Lefichach? I mean, obviously, if you're telling me that I'm going to be Taylor the Dam and the Shemer Yom Kineged Yom B'Sheni Shalah, on B'Sheni Shalah, then obviously she's going to have to count again, no? I mean, I need to talk that out. So I say Lefichach. No, he's only saying Lefichach because Rebbe said Lefichach. So Rebbe said Lefichach, stay in the Kukalot. So I'm saying, no, Lefichach only in the Kukalot. The other one is okay. But then why did Rebbe have to say Lefichach? I mean, I also understand. If you cannot be Taylor, so then by definition, both in the Kukalot, no? So since we are saying that we can't be Taylor on them, both in the Kukalot.
And that since is
what we're asking about. What do you mean? Obviously, I mean, if you can't be Taylor, then it's a law and the Mishnah that both are Mekukalot. Why not?
What's wrong with saying Lefichach?
What's the point of saying Lefichach? That's the very words, Einatullah, is saying Lefichach. What would I have thought otherwise?
Should you just not say Lefichach?
Exactly. You're not adding any information by saying Lefichach. The Mishnah say Lefichach. Einatullah, stay Mekukalot. That's what you said when you said it to Taylor. So why do we need Lefichach the Rebbe? That's no Kiddush either. I'll tell you why. Because Ma'adetema, Ayidish Takach Ketem Kapatit Kakelor. The point over here is that one of these women found the Ketem. The other one didn't find the Ketem. So it's so partial to you that therefore we should say the first one who never found the Ketem while the dress was by her. You can return the dress to me. I find the Ketem. So maybe I should take responsibility. In other words, you want to pass the halacha? Pass the halacha for the woman who's asking the shayla. She found the ketah. No, to tell her. You are Tamea. What do we have to say that both of them are Tamea? They're not both coming to ask the question. Why should the other one be mitkalkel? Kamash malonis. Even though it's not the same case, three women sit on a bench. Okay, understand over there. So why mitkalkel one and the other? The badam is on the bench, but over here the dress was returned to her. She finds a keta. No, so maybe that's it. Or we go back to the other woman who didn't find the keta. Kamash malonis. Omer of Chista, you have an adam tame and an adam tar. And they were hochu b'shnei shvilim, echatar, the echatame. So until now, we were mechalek with the Chasam Sefer between this case and shnei shvilim. But this is not the case of shnei shvilim. This is a case that we've had many times before in all different guises, where we find we have a possibility of being kela, a tame on something tame, and a tar on something tar. We had the same thing with Avi Truma. You could be tailed a truman, a pile of truman that it fell into, or in a pile of chulin, and so on. So in this case, Tainus Rav Chista is exactly the same as the machlokas of Rabbi and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Didn't Rabbi say that even though one of these women are tameim and the other one is tar, you can't be tailed the dam and the tameh, you have to bake the both the kulka. So if that's the case, you can't be told that it was the tameh person who went on the tameh path, they're both makulka. Mashenka and a little bit of Shimon Gamliel, you could be saying it, that the one that was tummy, just like over here, that the ketem was the one that was tummy anyway, and the Shemar is Yom Keneged Yom. Matki Floravada, what are you talking about? What's the comparison? There's no comparison. Atkan lokoma rabbi yata, ela the tabayo ki adoninu. Harcha bayin afka lavina. I don't understand what you're saying. In the case that Rebbe said that they're both tameim, that's because you have no basis, Rebbe is saying, that you're going to be makalkel both of them. But over here, what difference would it make to the guy who is tameh for us to say that he walked on the path that's tameh? In the case of the Shomer Yom Keneged Yom, or on the woman who was Bishvi Shalah, who could have gone to the mikveh a minute ago. Now we're going to say, no, you can't go to the mikveh, you have to keep another day. Or you have to count over your Shiva Sakim, it was the case in Shvi Shalah. So of course, Rebbe said, in that case, what right do you have to be Matamir? She was Ruya Litva, and now she's not Ruya Litva, you're changing her halacha. What are you changing halacha of a guy who's Tamei? What new halacha is that he became Tamei again? I don't understand. The same thing. So of course it's it. Why would it be dependent in that? Yeah, that's true. What's Rav Chista talking about? Why would we be Banu L'Machlok at Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel? Rav Chista, what's he thinking? Says Rav Chista, because, look, bottom line is, the Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom needed to go to the mikveh. She didn't go to the mikveh, correct? Okay, so am I changing her status? No. Before she needed to go to the mikveh, now she needs to go to the mikveh. Nonetheless, Rebbe says, no, you can't do that. So here too, it's the same thing. The guy needed to go to the mikveh, and now he needs to go to the mikveh. So it's the same thing, and nonetheless, you can't be saying that. So in other words, vis-a-vis the din of tumah per se, as opposed to when you can go to the mikveh, we're not changing the status of tameh tahor. So we're not changing the status of tameh tahor, and Rebbe still says, you can't be saying that. So in this case also, just because we're not changing the status of tameh tahor, Rebbe would also say you can't be saying that. Omer Yosef Rebbe Chanina. Let me tell you something. A tummy vitar, you know what? Even for that matter, forget about a tummy vitar. Even a tahar and a person who was a suffix tummy, where he's talui, is not his vadai tummy. Shogu b'shnei shvilim echa tummy v'echa tahar. You should know that everybody would be made at that the tummy can be tailored on even on the talui. And the tahar is tahar on the tahar, and that's a different akol. Meaning it absolutely has nothing to do, like Ravada says, it has nothing to do with the machlokas of Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Everybody would be made in this case. But of course, you could be saved. Why many Rebbe Yochan, Rebbe Yudah, Rebbe Loivoy? Let me ask you something. Can you be tailor a ketem in a ketem? Meaning, suppose woman A finds a ketem on her beged. She then goes and borrows clothing from woman B. She then returns that clothing to woman B, and woman B finds a ketem on that beged. So I understand that if the other woman was a nida, says in the Mishnah, that woman B can be tailored, that the woman that she lent the beged to was a nida, she was the one that was the source of the ketem. But if the first woman wasn't a roya, she just had found the ketem on her beged. So do we say because she found one ketem, so she's probably the source of the other ketem? Or that we can't do? So I'll leave it to Rebbe for sure. I don't have any suffix. Because I'll leave it to Rebbe lo tiboy. In a case where she was mamish roya, the shemeres yam kereged yom, or b'shvi shalat, the kachazim igufa, nonetheless, Rebbe said, you can't be tail on that. So, who knows if the dam was even from her? A ketam could have come from the butcher shop. And none, so, of course, Rebbe's going to say, well, we know where the blood came from. We know where the blood came from. What, because she got sprinkled her clothing? Because maybe she didn't remember she walked past the butcher shop. So, therefore, this other person could be tail on. What does one have to do with the other? So, obviously, it can't be tail on. So for Shlokoshike, my question is, I'll leave it to Shimon Gamliel. So maybe, okay, Shimon Gamliel would say, in the case of Shomer Yom Kedeged Yom, or Bishvi Yishelam, over there I know that at one point she was Kachaz Migufa. At one point she definitely had seen Dam. So for us to say that this woman was the source of the Dam that was found, that I can accept. But to say maybe in this case, where we don't even know that she was ever Raya Dam. We just know she found the Ketem. So because she found one Ketem, therefore we should say she found the other Ketem. Maybe not. So, possibly, or maybe it's entirely a function of change. Not that we need the logistical basis of the Re'iyah, the assumption of the Re'iyah. We only need an excuse to say, look, she found the Ketem anyway. So let her have this Ketem too. Omale ain't toil. No, you cannot be toil. Why not? Because you can't. Lafisha ain't toil. Because it makes no sense to say that we should be toil in this case. Because clearly, we have no basis. There's no cheskas reya on the woman who had the fketa. Anyway, I have a braita that seems to say otherwise. It says, ain't tolin ketem biketem. Hish ilach alukala nochrit. Now look at this. I mean, first of all, this bride makes no sense. Obviously, we're going to have to explain the bride first before we go back to ask a question on Rav Yehuda Ber Levoy, who says that you're not Torah. But first of all, the bride says, you cannot be Torah a Ketan in a Ketan. Fine. Hish'ila chalukala nochrit. Oli yoshevet ala Ketan. Areza tolaba. What? So you can be Torah, you can't be Torah. I'll go for cash, I understand, make up your mind. You start off by saying, ain't Torah, ketem beketem. So the Reisha Amrit ain't Torah. And then you say, but if you lent it to someone who was a Balat HaKetem, you are Torah. What does that mean? Say if I'm not Torah. Well, I mean, obviously, the Braita is clearly breaking that. I mean, it expects you to understand that one is going to leave it to Rebbe, who holds you can be Torah. And one is going about called Libet of Shemeng Gamliel. So Libet of Shemeng Gamliel says it could be Toila in a Shemer's Yem Keneged Yem. He holds it could be Toila in a Balat HaKetem as well, which obviously would be problematic for Rav Yehuda Ber Levoy. Ikeri Amre. But others say, actually, we could learn that both of them are going on Libet of Rebbe. Because maybe one is talking about on the first day, meaning the same day that she found the Ketem. So if you find this ketem on the other day, on the other dress, so now Rebbe says, okay, the only time I say you cannot be tailor is where you're going to be changing the halacha. But since over here, this is the same day she found the ketem in the other bed. So what's the difference? She has to keep her 7 days if she's in this meyumeinidas, or she has to keep yom keneged yom if she's meyzivas. Anyway, she has to keep it. So if you're now going to say, okay, we found another ketem, fine, so throw it on her. So you're not going to change anything. So maybe even though she wasn't Raya Migufa, maybe Rebbe would be made even so that we're Taylor because we didn't change the halacha. In other words, we have, remember, two factors to take into consideration. The change and the basis of why we would be saying it, that it comes from the other person. So until now, we took for granted that the only issue over here would be whether we have a right to be saying that since it was Mi'alma Ka'ati. But we assumed for sure Rebbe would never even entertain being Semech on something where it wasn't Mi'alma Ka'ati. But now, the Gemara is pointing out that Kol Shekein is loved after Kol Shekein. We said before, well, if he's not Semech on Dam, Kol Shekein is not going to be Semech on a Ketem. Hold on a minute. Maybe there's no real difference. The only thing that we have to look at is whether we're making an afkamin ala locher in her. So maybe everybody agrees. Ketam dam is the same thing. I don't need an excuse of actual re'iyah to be tailed on. As long as I can say, listen, anyway, she's tamei, let's say that it's her. She found one ketam. The stomach is source of the other ketam. Maybe, okay, but ketam are not going to be machmara. Maybe. So according to this version, even Rebbe, we said before, Rebbe, there's nothing to discuss. According to this version, even Rebbe would be willing to say you could be tailed on a balat ketam. He's not tailed on a shemers yom kereged yom. Wait a minute. He's not tailed on shemers yom kereged yom b'sheni shalah. Because you're going to flip her back a day and now she's going to have to start over again. But a berishon shalah is semech. So the same thing should be true over here. That if the balat ketam on the same day, we find this other ketam, we're not changing anything. And therefore, what's the problem? Maybe even Rebbe has made that. So a berishon shalah b'sheni shalah. Where do we say we're not semech? We're not semech where we're going to change our halacha. We're not semech. So we found it the next day. Or Ravashi Amar Ravashi, you could say both of them are Shemeng Amliel. Maybe both of them are Shemeng Amliel. And you don't even have to come on to the nafkamina of whether it's Berisha Shalash Shani, according to Shemeng Amliel, obviously. Shemeng Amliel is good for the one who says we only look at the halacha anyway, and therefore we could be saying that even on a case of the Yom Sheni Shalav, Shemeres Yom Kenegid Yom. So we can't say that nafkamina, but what we could say is Lo Kasha, Kan Lamafreya, Kan Lama. We could say that there's two different cases. Rashi learns Kan Lamafreya means like this. When it comes to determining whether Tuma was there before, let's say she had touched Tyrus before. So we're going to say, well, let's be Shemeres on it's being the woman who was Raya the Ketam. Okay, so anyway, she would be Tamei. We're not being Makakalar anymore, right? Because we're saying things that she had previously touched. Fine, things that she had previously touched. We're not changing anything. She had seen a Ketam before. But Lakanga Abba, if you want to say she's going to be Matamei from this point on, but then we can't be Tamei because then we're going to make her Tamei for one more day. That we can't do because then we're going to be Makakalar the first one. So Lamaisa, we split it. Says Tosfos, come off it. What kind of crazy job is that? Who ever heard of splitting the halacha of the ketam vis-a-vis Tuma, Sederom, Afreya? So there, you're not being Makaka, we rely that it came from the other woman. But vis-a-vis, Bikan Lahaba, there we can't be Besemech on the other woman. And that's an unbelievable shot, says Tosfos. I mean, it's unheard of anywhere that we should give it a half of a din that went. It was a ketam that half was hers and half was hers. It depends whether it was Mafreya or Mikan Lahaba. Come off it. Therefore, Taisvah says, Lamafreya Mikan Lahaba has nothing to do with being Matamit to me. Yes? It has to do with when you found the ketam. It means if the woman who had found the ketam on her becket was aware of that ketam before she had borrowed this becket and put on this becket, as opposed to she only raised the suffix afterwards. That's the difference. Where we already had to deal with the suffix before. But where it was lo no dala, so in other words, now we want to say she only found that afterwards, then we're not going to be saying that. That's the difference. Omer Ravina, but anyway, mikomakom kasha. But anyway, Reb Shimon is definitely saying over here, or Rebbe, we're definitely saying Taylor. Barlevoy said, not a chance. The ain't tailing. Why? Because ain't tailing. Just trust me. And you're the practice saying that we are tailing. Omravina Lokash. You're reading the bright along. Let's take a look at the lesson of the bright. I'll tell you how to read the bright. The bright says in the ratio. It says, ain't tailing ketan beketan. Okay. Hishila kalukala nochrit. If she gave it to a nochrit, then the Yoshevet al Haketem can be Taylor on the Nochrit. We conveniently ignore the word or, however, in order to say this chat. So Yishila al Nochrit, as opposed to another Balat Haketem, then this woman who had lent her thing, who is now, has a problem with Haketem, she's Yoshevet al Haketem, she can be Taylor on that Nochrit. I'm supposed to believe this? It says, only Yoshevet al HaKetam Katani. What do you mean? You don't know how to read? It says, or she lent it to someone who's Yoshevet al HaKetam. Not to mention the fact that the word Yoshevet al HaKetam, she found the Ketam. She's not a Yoshevet al HaKetam. She's Taylor. What do you mean Yoshevet al HaKetam? Oh, this is the crazy shit. No. Okay. Well, I'm going to do a better job. Here, let's go back and look again. Here. That word, Yoshevet, ha-ha, what does it remind you of? A Yoshevet al dam tor, who doesn't have to worry about her blood. Oh, two cases. Here's how to read it. Hishilach alukal anofri. Ola Yoshevet al, you know what? Al dam tor, of course. But the haketem ha-rezetolo. The ball out haketem can be tailor haketem on the Yoshevet al dam tor. Some very creative slicing, parsing, and so on. So then Ashi Kama, Ol Yoshevet, meaning Adam Tor. Then the Ketem, meaning the Balat HaKetem, the woman who found the Ketem can be Taylor on those two people. Yeah, whatever, it depends. Zohar, the Kama, 33 days, 66 days, however you like it. Sholosh, Shalofshu, etc., comes along with it. The Kama comes up with this brilliant halacha, you cannot be Metame HaKetem unless the Ketem was found on a Dover that's Mekabel to him. An amazing halacha. Omer of Matna, where does Rabbi Nechemya get such a thing? He gets it l'chvayid reish chedesh av. Since over there, the Navi says terrible things, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be ma'arep tachea, expose all the damnidas, the damzivas, the tuma of Klal Yisrael. And then it says, ve'avlu pitachea, because of that there will be avelus on the Pisca Yerushalayim. Everything will be wiped out. We're all going to sit down on the ground, mourn on Tisha B'Av. But meanwhile, what does it say? That La'aretz Teshev V'nikta. The moment she sits down on the ground, and that's where you found all the dam that the previous psukim were talking about, then V'nikta, then there's no tumah. So there's a remez that there's no tumah on the ground. The Dabar Shem Makabal tumah. So Kivan Sheyashva La'aretz Nikta. This is so bidiyuk. What Rabbi Nechemya is saying is that if something is lamaisa not makabel tuma, let's say that you found the dam on the outside of a pot of cheres. The outside of a pot of cheres cannot be makabel tuma, only the inside. So you found the dam on the outside, then it's not a ketan. I feel about chorek. Why not? Come on, wouldn't you have thought, Ma'adatema Lidzar Gabo Atatokmina? I'm going to think that people are going to be able to be Mechalek between the outside and the inside. I mean, we should just say on a pot it's Tameh. Kamashmalan, it's Mamish Dalok. If it'd be a metal pot, then it would be a Ketam. And if it's a Cheres pot, it's not a Ketam. And if it would be on the inside of the pot, it would be a Ketam. But if it's on the outside of the pot, it's not a Ketam. This is part of the takana we said before, except that our president arrived a little bit too late to hear this svara. That it's about Chlokas Rashi and Rashba what this svara was. Kamash Malan. Therefore, it's telling us there's no gzera. It's exactly the way it is. Om Rabbi, you should know that Metayr or Nechemya even on Matloni Hashemem Shalosh Hashalosh. The Lochazin Lo Lanim Lo Lashirim. Rabbi Nechemya would say, you had a piece of cloth that was less than 3 etzvot by 3 etzvot. Such cloth is not makabel tuma. Why? Because it's too small, even for aniyim they wouldn't use this piece of junk, throw it out. Therefore, it's not considered to be a beggar. How come over here it doesn't say pshita, like I said before, by klicheres? Because over here it's not pshita. Because over here, if you would be miyachid then, you would think, I want to use it for patchwork quilt. So a woman who does quilting. Over there would be the makabel tuma. So you could say, okay, so then it's really just dependent in the machshava. That's not called the dover shen makabel tuma. Kamashman, it says, but that's tam, it's not makabel tuma. So it's considered not to be makabel tuma. Dover shen chia bar of matna, mishmei de rab, halokha karebi nechemya. That's how we pass it. Omele rem nachman. What a chutzpah. Avatanim, my father said in a bright, it was a mice like this, where they had a case of dam that was found in a dover that was makabel tuma, and the chachomim were metame. And you say, it's clear that it was a das harabim was against the Rebbe Nechemya. It says, timum, chachomim. So you see the das of the rabim was shalok Rebbe Nechemya. What's the case over there? What was the case? Mayi. What was the braita? The Tanya. Shtei nashim shayu tochanot berechaim shoyad. There are two women who together were turning the handle on a hand grinder, which was a big affair, not a coffee grinder. We're talking about a large grinder for a grinding grain, which is big, as big as a person. So now what happens is over there is that one of them is closer to the end of the handle, and one of them is inside closer to the end. Now what happens is both of them lean in, obviously. The derech is that you lean towards the wheel that you're twisting. You don't lean in the other direction, obviously. So you're putting your force into the wheel. So they're twisting together. So in that case, if you find that that was beneath the pnimit, and it was next to the rechaim, so it was makabel tumah. So it was tachat apnimit. Both are tmeot. Why? Because the chitzonah pushes in order to have her weight up against the grinder. It often happens that she'll lean in even over where the other one was. So mamela chayach, that it came from her, so both of them are tmeot. Tachat achitzonah, but on the other hand, if it's only under the outside one that's not shayach, the inside one would have leaned in the other direction, their derech is to lean towards where you're putting in the force. So there achitzonah tmeah. The outer one away from the grinder is tmeah then, and the pnimit is Torah. If you found it between them, shtehen tmeot. Furthermore, maaseh, v'nipsa adam, and here's the part that bothers us, it was a maaseh where they found blood on the edge of a swimming pool. A swimming pool is not makabel tumah, it's a binyan. So they found dam on the edge of a swimming pool where two women had sat, or on an alei shel zayit, they were putting wood in to burn. And they found on one of the, a leaf from a piece of wood, because it's not makabel tumah, b'sha'ah she'meisikot et ha'tanur. They came and asked the chachamim, the chachamim were metameh. So you see that you need to be chayish for a ketam even on Allah shel zayit and on safav and on bate. That obviously the chachamim are not paskening like Rabbi Nechemi. So what are you paskening Rabbi Nechemi for? Answers the Gemara, no. This is a machloket tanoim. It's not that the chachamim over here were the chachamim, the rabbim that were chaylik. There were two yechidim that were chaylik. Titania, Rabbi Yaakov metame and Rabbi Nechemi metame. So now, why do we paskin? Therefore, I, Reb Nachman, making this big complaint over here and against I. What about the Braita? It says a Braita. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. And the din is we said Reb Chiya Bar Rav. We paskin. He says Bishvei the Rav. We paskin like Reb Nachman, just like it says over here. Horu Chachomim Reb Nachemia. And now, our dear President,
help the Haidah Commission.
Shalosh nashim, shayu yishenot bimitachat. There were three women sleeping in the same bed. Now, we find blood underneath one of them. Now, later on, the Gemara is going to say, why isn't the position in the bed an indication of where the which woman had been bleeding? Just like we said over here, like Abi. And we're talking about over here that these women are basically wrapped in each other, moving back and forth. There's no way to determine who is the bleeder. So we have three women in the same bed. We find dam tachat achat mehem. All of them are tmeot. Same thing, because we have no way to be tailor one or the other.
On the bed, mattress?
On the sheet, yeah. But kachat mehem, v'nimtzei tmeah. But if one of them checks, she finds out that she's bleeding, so then we're samech on her. So he tmeah, v'shtein Torah. The other ones can be Torah. Furthermore, Tolin Zobizo, they can also be tailor one on the other, in the sense that if one of them, let's say, is pregnant, one of them is nursing, one of them is postmenopause, then she is definitely not going to say, well, I was bleeding all of a sudden. She's tailor on the woman who isn't pregnant, who isn't nursing, who isn't postmenopause. Because it's more likely she doesn't see Dom, she's misalegged and Dom. So she says, I got to worry that I was bleeding. It's probably one of these youngsters that was bleeding, or one of the women that there wasn't pregnant. So therefore, it can always be terrible zubazu. The problem is, if all three of them were pregnant, or all three of them were nursing, or all three of them were zikena, then obviously somebody was bleeding. So if none of them, imlo yurin lorot, any of them, so then we have to consider all of them to be the same in terms of being shayek to being bleeding. And therefore, im lo yirod lirod, then ro'inotam, as far as the halacha is concerned, ki'ilo hein ro'uyot.
You said if there are all different types of the ones you're saying in
the world. Well, then we have to analyze whether one there's a difference in the misalakot. Let's wait till we get there. Over here, Marab, when we say that if she was bodeket, and she finds that she's bleeding, that she was the one that was the bala teketem, I mean, what does that mean? What, 3 hours later? No, why would we say that? When we're saying that if she was bodeket, it means she was bodeket, that's about b'shur veset. It has to be mamish from the moment that we found the ketem within a split second. Like we said before, the shamash yotzei, the eid nichnas, instantly. Only then can you be samech that she was the balat haketem. And this is because he also parpada. Parpada says, Parpada shita is that wherever you would be machayev, this woman did a bedika so quickly, which is sheer veset, that her husband would have had to bring a chatas vadai. So then if she touches taharot within that period, that split second, her attire is a tmeiyot vadai. And she would even be serif tum and kochi. If it's achar sheer veset, but it's not achar sheer veset, as we had earlier. So if her husband was chayv and ashram tolu, so then her taharot would be sveitas, tuluyas. If her husband was completely potter because it was achar, then the tarot or even tarot, we don't even have a suffix. Rav Oshaya says there's never a connection to the taharas. Even if her husband would be chayav achatas, the taharas would still be tuluyas. Because what's the comparison? Look, you're telling me that if she was bodekas b'shir veset, for heaven's sakes, but that's talking about with Bashir Veset of intercourse. So obviously, if this guy is in the middle of intercourse, the very fact that he's inside of her prevents blood from coming out. Now that he removes his own penis, and now she checks, so she's going to find Dom. At that instant, that Dom was there before. But over here, the Gavik Tyrus, why didn't she bleed before? What's all of a sudden she started to bleed, so therefore must be she was there before. Why was it there before? What's the comparison to Klal? What does one have to do with the other? I don't care even if her husband is a Chiyav Chatas, Sir Tyrus only to Leos. Because Bishle Mahatam, look, in the case where we're talking about being Matame, her husband, Emo Shamash Akre Ladam, you could say that his penis prevented the blood from coming out. Avalacha, Im Itad Avidam, Man Akre. What stopped that blood from coming out, Begabi Tyrus? So why in the world would I think that it took this extra time? For what extra time? Amr Birmiya, you know what this is like? What Birmiya is saying is basically, you have a youngster and an old man who are walking along the road, right? So now the youngster doesn't want to leave the old daddy behind, you know? So he goes slow. He waits for the old man. So Kozman Shayu Baderach, Yelet Shoelavo. But the moment they break up and each one goes their own way, so now the boy starts running. Yelled me my level. Nichasuli, you're yelled me my level. It's going to wait anymore for the old man. The same thing is true over here. So as long as the blood is stuck in there, it's not going to go anywhere. It has to wait for the shamash, so to speak. The moment that they're going each their own way, now the blood starts coming. A person puts his finger in his eye. There's always the marshal that we use, right? Sadam notin etzba ba'ayin. As long as the finger's in the eye, it just burns. His eye goes very dry. The moment he takes the finger out of the eye, it starts to tear up. So kozman etzba ba'ayin dim'asho halabo. You don't find tearing immediately, you find tearing afterwards. Natala etzba, take your finger out. Now dima menaharet labo is the same thing. So therefore, in that case, we're going to say that the husband was vadai chayav achatas, because his finger was in her eye, so to speak. It means that the dam was really there before. Mashenkin, in this case, why should I say the tires are tomatoes? Ton Rabbanan, ketzat tolot zobazo. What did the Mishnah mean when it said that the each one can be tailor in the other? What was that referring to? I'll explain to you. Let's say one of them is pregnant, and the other one isn't pregnant. Bubra ve'naobra, so then tolaobra ve'shenobra. Or one of them is nursing, the other one's not nursing. Okay, so tola minika ve'ena minika. One of them is zikena, and one of them is ena zikena. So tola zikena ve'she'ena zikena. So in that case, yeah, one of them is a betula, meaning betulat damim. She's never had blood before. She ain't a betula. So tola betula, she ain't a betula. But in a case where shteihen obrot, or shteihen menikot, or shteihen zikenot, or shteihen betulot, that's the meaning of the Mishnah that says, Zori sheshanino, lo ayu ruyot irot. If all of them were not ruyot irot, then we see all of them, ro'in ki ilohen ruyot, and therefore both of them are tmeot, because we have to assume that the blood comes from somebody. We have, once again, no reason to be metame one more than the other. Hishila chalukal nochrit ol nidar ezo tolaba shalosh nashim shelavshu chaluk echad o sheyashvu al savsal echad v'nimtze alav dam kulan tmeot yashvu al savsal shel even o al ha'itztaba shel merchatz v'minichem yemetaher shayir v'minichem yomer kol davar shenu mekabel tuma enu mekabel ketan omarav b'nochrit haro'a. Mimai dumya de nida, ma nida de kachazia, af nochrit de kachazia. On Rafsheshiva, I'm sure, kinayim v'shachiv rav on malashmaitita. The Tanya tola benochrit, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Benochrit a ruyalirot. Vafil Rabbi Meir lokom al ruyalirot. It certainly didn't require an actual roalo itzri. Oh my Rabbi Vetizbra. Rabbi Meir Lechumra, Rabbi Meir Lekula, the Tanya, Einat Tola Benochrit, Rabbi Meir Mer Tola, Elakasha Hatz, obviously Tritochi, V'yishiro'a, Rabbi Meir Omer, no, it's enough to be Ruyalirot Avabishen, Naro'a, in which case Rav was simply passing like the Tanakama. Tanu Rabbanu, Tola B'shomeret Yom Keneged Yom B'sheni Shalom, ובסופרת שיבה שלא טבלה. לפיך הכי מתוקנת, וחברתה מקוקלת, דבר רב שמן גמליאל. רבי אומר, אינה תולה, לפיך שתיהן מקוקלות. ושבין שתולה בשמרת יום כנגד יום ראשון שלה, וביושבת אדם תואר, ובבדולה שדמיה מתוארי. לפיך הכי שמן גמליאל למה לי, משום דרבי. לפיכך דרבי למה לי, because mao the tema yidish takach ketem gavat itkalkel, but idach lo titkalkel kamash vaman. Omrev chista, tamei betor, shachu b'shnei shvilim, echad tor, echad tamei, banu machloket, Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel. Matkelo Ravado, how do you say that? Atkan lo kamar Rabbi Atam, ela de tarvayu, ki adani ninu, but achamayin afkel amin, if he's already tamei. Whereas Rav Chista said, but the bottom line is, by Rebbe's case also, she is Tamei and the other one is Tari. He Tvila Bai, until the Tvila, she's Tamei. Itva, Om Rebbe Yezibar, Rebbe Chanina Tamei, Vetar, Afilo Tar, Vatalui, Shalchu B'Shnei Shvilim, Echad Tamei, Vechad Tahor, Tola Tamei, Vetalui, Vetar, Vetahor, Ledivre Hakol. Boy, Mina Rebbe Yochan, Rebbe Yudah, Rebbe Livoy. Mali, Tot Ketem, Beketem. So I'll leave it to Rabbi, I'll tell you, I wouldn't even ask. Because, Hashtam Atam de Kachazmi Gufam et Inatola, Hachadami Amakati Lokoshikin, Kiti Berlacha, I'll leave it to Shemin Gamalia, Hatamu de Kachazmi Gufa, so Talia, but maybe over here, Miyama possibly Kati, Lo Talia, or don't even in this case he'd be Maker, Lo Shema. Omala Intolim, Matam, the fish ain't tolling. Eitvei, ein tolim, ketem beketem, hishila chalukala nochrito v'yoshevet alakel reza tolaba. Aha! Zogufakasha, reisha amet, ein tolim, sefer mat, kein tolim. Now, hello, Kasha. You can say, oh, Rebbe, or Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Or, you can have Rava, Rebbe, Habri, Shonshala, Bishanishala, Ravashi Amar, Hava, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Velo, Kasha, kan, lebafreya, kan, labamach, look at Rashi and Tosus about whether it's the Tuma lemafreya or the finding of the ketem lemafreya. But anyway, mikomakob kash to Rabbi Yudah Rebbe Livoy. Om Rabbi Lo Kasha. You're reading it wrong. Rabbi Kamri, Shila Chalukala Nochrit. Baalat haketem arizitol abba. What do you mean? What are you talking about, man? It says, Oli Yoshevet ala ketem katarokam. Oli Yoshevet, meaning, Yoshevet adam toar. So then the baalat haketem can be ton abba. Shalosh shalav shum comes from the Melchemia, says if it's not done for Mekabal Tumah, then it's not Mekabal Ketem. Omer of Matna, my time in the Rebbe Melchemia, the Chivini Kta La'aretz Teshev, meaning, Givan Shiyashva La'aretz, by definition Nikta, obviously, as Mach Tavian. Omer of Matna, Rebbe Chanina, Metairo, Rebbe Melchemia, Filuva, Chorek Licher, as Numpshita, No, I mean, because about the time of weeks or gabo at the talk, it's all one thing, you know. Kamashman I ad kedekach. Om rabbayim etara rebenechemia bimataloniot, shem bem shalosh al shalosh, tolochaz lo laniyim velo la shirim. Dorosh rebchia barav matna mishmei derat. Halocha kere menechemia, om rabbayim etara rebenechemia. Abba tani maise balavnecha chom vetimu. Vatam et halocha rebenechemia. Mayim. תתני, שתי נשים שהיו תוכנות ברחיים של יד, ונמצא דם תחת הפנימי שתיהם תמיות. תר וחוצנה, חוצנה תמיה פנימית תורה. בינתיים שתיהם תמיות. Furthermore, מעשה ונמצא דם על שפתה של המבטי, על הלא של זית, בשעה שמסיקות את התמון. בו מעשה לפני חכמים ותימון. Yes, תנאי, but it's יחידים. The Tanya, Rabbi Yaakov, Mitam, Ever, and Nechem Yitayah, but Lamaisa, Oru, Chachom, and Kerem, and Nechem Yitayah, which is why Rav Paskin, Kerem, and Nechem Yitayah. Sholosh, Nashim, Shal Yishenot, Mimitachat, Mimitza, Dam, Tachat, Echad, Meyan, Kulan, Tameyot, Bodka, Achat, Meyan, Mimitza, Tameya, Hi, Tameya, Vishtem, Torot, Vitolot, Zo, Bezo, Imla, Yuru, Yinirot, then we have to consider all of them, Hilo, Yinru, Yadrot. Omri v'yidam rabu hu shabat katzva b'shiru vesel because sovala kebar pada the omra kol shabala b'chatat torata t'meyot b'ala b'ashem t'alui torata t'luyot b'ala patur l'gamre because it's l'acher acher torata t'orot v'ovo shay omar afilu b'ala b'chatat torata t'luyot t'bishla ma'atam Emor Shamash Ikve Ladam. But what possible reason would there be to say that it affects Taharas if it's Bashir Veset? Avalacha, imita Dabi Dam, Tzoban Akve. Omri Biringa, Moshe the Ravoshaya Lamad Abadama, Yelet Vizakin, Oyamachi Maderach. So goes Manche Abadarach Yelet Shalava, Nichnasur Leir, he goes his own ways with Marlava. Omra Ba, Moshe the Ravoshaya Lamad Abadama, Adam Notin Etzva Ba'ayim. Kos man shetzpa ba'ayin, dima shoalavo natala etzpa, dima mema eret lava. Vetalot zo bezotan rabban, ketza talot zo bezot. Ubrav shen ubrav, tala ubrav shen ubrav, minika shen minika, tala minika shen minika, skena shen skena, tala skena vayna skena, betula shen betula, tala betula shen betula. But if shteyen ubrav, shtey minikot, shtey skenot, shtey betulot, we have no choice but to be ruined.
That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11. No, he asked you what. Okay, today we're holding on Daf Samach in the Sechas Nida, Tavshin Samach. We're at the Mishnah on Daf in the Bays and Saba Josh will begin the proceedings with
Zukta Hanukkah Mishnah.
Tish Ilach Alukala Nochrit Olenida, Arezo Olaba. Suppose a woman lent her own beged to an Avedis Kechavi, or to a woman who's a Nida, and she gets it back and wears it and finds on it now a Ketem. She has a right to be Tayla that Ketem came from a woman who anyway was a Nida. Now there's two issues at least that are involved in this determination. And it's important to recognize them because they're going to be central to an understanding of the sugya. One issue is this. Where you have a suffix that can be determined in a way in which it doesn't do any damage, and in a different way in which it does do damage, you're tailor a suffix in the area in which it doesn't do damage. There's also a concept that is a little bit of an extension of this, which is that where there's a halacha that's already there, and you're not changing the halacha, then you will be tailored the suffix in that direction. I'll give you examples of both issues. The truth is that there's a third issue as well, which is what's more reasonable. Now, it's not enough to say the reason that she's Taylor over here in the Nida is because the Nida anyway is being Rayadan, and therefore, why not just assume that the Dan came from the Nida? Why say that this woman is a Nida? Because the Nochrit, according to almost everyone, is not really a Nida. She only has a din of a Nida. Not that she's actually now being Rayadan. Except, according to the Rambam, there's some who understand the Rambam, that he learns that the Nochrit is Rayadan. But the Parshas of everyone else in the Pesuk is that it's not that way. No, she's Tamei, but she's not physically a Nida at this moment. She's a Nochris. The point is that a Nochris doesn't matter if she's a Nida or not. Because anyway, we're Matami here. We give her the Dam of a Nida. So therefore, one issue indeed is that it's reasonable to assume that a Dam comes from a Nida, or that maybe the Dam comes from a Nochris, because she's less Makitida and Dam. The other issue is, however, that if anyway we have a din, a cheskas tuma here, and we can ask in the suffix in a way that on the one hand we're gonna, if we say that it came from the Nida, then we're keeping things the way they are. We're not changing her status with this suffix. Whereas if we're gonna make the Tahira Tumeya, then we have to change her status. That's a second issue. There's a third issue. The third issue is that we generally are tailor a kilkel in a kilkel. So let's say, remember we had the Gabi Truma. We had a case where you could have something that fell in. We're not sure. We had two containers. We don't know which fell into which. Let's say we have one of Truma, one of Chulin, and then we have two. Sorry, thank you. Two additional containers, one of Truma, one of Chulin, and we don't know which one fell into which, so we're tailor, the Truma fell into the Truma, and the Chulin fell into the Chulin. Now, where we have a woman who is Mekukelet over here anyway, and we find a Keta, we'll be tailor, the Kilkel and the Kilkel. Not because of the change in Din, that there's no change in Din. But because of the fact that if you have a Mokum that's Mekukel, you're Taylor in the Mokum that's Mekukel. And we'll see there's subtle differences. Are you going to survive? I mean, we can start the Hachya'ah, if necessary. We have a few trained people over here. We have a doctor. If there's anything that you need, wave a flag. We'll come and save you. Now, he's holding on his last legs. When he walks in here, it's after a 40-mile run from Tolstoy. And he comes in here, Nebuchadnezzar, he can barely breathe. He's about to pass out from no sugar in his blood, and so on and so forth. But we'll keep an eye on him. Okay, so we have, first of all, the chazok of what the halacha currently is. Okay. We'll see, there's just subtle differences, but we'll see they make tremendous nachkaminas. For instance, let me give you a for instance that's going to be coming up. Suppose you have a woman who is currently tmei'ah, because she shomer's yom keneged yom. However, she's going to be able to go to the mikveh right now. 2 minutes later, she can go to the mikveh. Right now, she's tmei'ah. If I'm going to be tailor the kesem in her, she can't go to the mikveh until tomorrow. Right? So you can't say it's not going to make an afkamina in her din. Right now, she has a halacha that she can be tovelas. If we change it, then she can't be. On the other hand, so in terms of the kilko, she's on the kukelas. In terms of the cheskas tuma, she's currently tmei'ah. This one is tmei'ah, this one is tahira. So there's different issues here. It's not simply a matter of, well, you don't have what to lose anyway. You do have what to lose. Of course you have what to lose. On the other hand, you lose it. You can't go to the mikveh until tomorrow. That's not a loss. On the other hand, in terms of the pure halachic status, until she goes to the mikveh, she hasn't gone to the mikveh. So she's tamea. If it's a question of not changing the halacha, we're not changing the halacha. We're saying that a woman who's currently tamea because she's a shomer siyum keneged yom, continues to be Tamea, and the woman who was Tahira continues to be Tahira, and therefore will leave the Ketem and the Chazaka of the one that is anyway Tamea. You see the difference? Have I made myself clear what the Nafkamina is? Okay, so we'll see all along that there's subtle differences, and that the combination of these Svaras actually represents Machloikasin in the Sugya between the Tanoi and the Tzaldik, and how to understand the Tanoi. So again, A woman who lends her clothing to another woman, and there's a reason to be tela in that woman, either because it's more likely that that woman was re'adam, and, or, because the halakh of that woman is anyway that she's tamei mashinkin, if I'm going to paskin, that the woman who now gets her dress back and wears it is tamei, I'm now going to be changing things. Or, the nafkamina is that one of them has a din of tumah and the other one doesn't have a din of tumah. She could certainly be tela that the one who is likely to be raya, who I'm not hurting anyway by paskin that she was raya, and who has a cheskas tumah anyway right now, is the source of the dam. Whether you need all those three elements will become borrowed throughout the sugya, okay? Shalosh nashim shelavshu chaluk echad or sheyashua safsal echad. On the other hand, if you have three women who are no different from each other, they all were wearing the same chaluk. They switched their clothing today. Or they were sitting on a bench. They were all sitting on the bench. V'nimtza alav dam, and then I find now dam on this bench, kulam tameos, because over here I have no way of determining that one is any different than the other. How can I be terrible in one and then say, well, let's just say arbitrarily it's this one and not the other one? So Mamela, it's not the same as the Rachis case. But again, it's not the same for three reasons. That's important to take into consideration. It's not the same because it's not more likely that one is Raya than that the other one is Raya. What's your name? Meshachayim. What?
Reb.
Reb?
Reb.
Oh, you're a rose. Oh, I like roses. I was wondering why I liked you so much. That explains it. Okay, so there's three reasons. First of all, in this case, there's no woman who is more likely to be Raya than any other woman. Secondly, there's no woman who will be less affected by a psak that she's the one than any other woman. And thirdly, there's no woman whom the psak will not change her chazaka on more than any other woman. Since there's those three separate questions, there's no way to select one because it would be completely arbitrary. And therefore, we have to be mitame all of them. We're going to mitame one, we have to mitame all. On the other hand, Yashua Savsa Shal Eben, O Ala Itztaba Shal Merchatz, suppose they were all sitting on a stone bench, or they were sitting on the edge of a swimming pool, where there's nothing that could be makabel tuma. So here's Rabbi Nechemia's shita that we spoke about earlier. Rabbi Nechemia mitaher, shaya Rabbi Nechemia omer, kol davar, sheino makabel tuma, eino makabel ketamim. There's no gzeres ksamim on something that's not makabel tuma. Omar Rab, when we say we can be tela on a nochrit, it's only a nochrit haro'ah. Now, Haro'ah does not mean, as I said, according to all the Rishonim, except perhaps the Rambam, whom the Geser Mishnah understands that he holds that Ro'ah means Mamish Roya. But otherwise, the way to understand the Sugi is that she is a Nochrit who is old enough to be Ro'ah, and has been Ro'ah in her life. So in other words, we're not over here at Stam talking about one of the three factors. One of the three factors is, what's the difference to her whether we're going to paskin that she's Tameya? So why not paskin that she's Tameya and leave the other woman alone? Furthermore, a Nochrit anyway has a din of Tumah that the Rabbanim are gazing. So okay, so then she has also a din of Tumah. So we're not changing our halacha. So keep the Cheskas Tumah where it is. Says Rab, that's insufficient. It has to be at least, there has to be reason that we should be Taylor as well, that she was actually capable of being Re'adam, and we know that that has happened. How do I know this, said Rab? Maybe it's not just a svara of the halacha per se, of where it's possible to be Taylor differently in one than in the other. Me, my. Because why does it put together Chalukala Nochrit Ola Nida? So clearly, I mean, it's comparing it in some sense to the Nida. I mean, just like the Nida, the Kachazia. The Nida has seen Dam. So, Af Nochrit de Kachazia. You can see where the Rambam would get from the Parshat. So, she's actually being Raya Dam. Omar Rav Sheshes Said Rav Sheshet, this is crazy. Must be kinayim b'shochiv Rav Armel Hashmites. I mean, Rav must have been half asleep when he said that, because otherwise, I mean, how could he say something so ridiculous? Because the Tanya tola b'nochrit. Look, the Braita says, according to the Tanya, kama she can be tela in a nochris, and Rabbi Meir omer b'nochrit haru'uya lirot. This has to be a nochrit who is old enough that she could have been re'adam. Now, even Rabbi Meir is not saying that she was actually re'adam once in her life. He's saying she's old enough to be re'adam, right? That's all he said. Safila Rabbi Meir loka omar ela bru'uya lirot avoro alo itzrich. So koshikin according to the Tanna Kama. So what is Rav talking about? None of the Tanoim held such a svara. Even Rabbi Meir, who wants the Taina that there needs to be some element of Roah, is only saying that it's shayach that she should be Roah, that there's a potential, she's old enough to be Roah, not that she actually needed to have been Roah once in her life yet. Lo'ah lo'itzrich. Omar Rava, what's with you? You're misunderstanding the whole direction over here. What are you saying? V'tizbar Rabbi Meir l'chumra? But you think that Rabbi Meir is coming to say, no, not so hasty. You can't be Taylor in a Nochris. Can only be Taylor in a Nochris who is Shayach to Re'iyah. And therefore you think the Koshke, the Tadakama holds, you don't even need that. That's the way you understood the Braisa? That's wrong. Because I know for a fact that Rabbi Meir was l'chumra, was a kula. The Tanya einat tola b'nochrit. There's another Braisa that says that the Tanya Kama says you cannot be tola in a goya, and Rabbi Meir omer tola. So obviously, Rabbi Meir is coming to say that there's less stringent requirements for tliya. So what do you make a kavachomer? Kol shekein the rabbanon don't require adarava. The rabbanon were more machmir. Velakashach. So how I understand? So how do you understand the other price? I'm explaining you how to understand the other price. To me, tzarchi. The rabbanon are saying that tola b'nochrit, meaning they're taking for granted tola b'nochrit, that is a roah. Comes along with him there and say, nah, you don't really need that she should be a roah. It's sufficient b'ruya li'ot afapi she'na roah. That's how to understand the price. In which case, what Rab was saying was completely consistent here with the Tanakh. Tam rabbanon. Tola b'shomeret yom k'neged yom b'sheni shela. Now this already is a big tradition. Because remember, one of the three factors that we were talking about, of being tola in one and not in the other, is that it doesn't make any difference. To one it doesn't make any difference, and to the other it does. So why not be tola in the one to whom it doesn't make any difference? Now over here it certainly makes a difference. Because if we're going to be, even though you could say mitzad the pure halacha, she's tamei, because she hasn't gone to the mikveh. So in that sense, let's be tailored in terms of the chazaka. As it would be said, she's already a becheskes tamea, let her remain becheskes tamea, let the other one remain becheskes tyra, and that way it makes sense what happened. But in this case, it's certainly, that's true, but there's certainly another issue, which is that it's going to make a nafkamina to her when she can go to the mikveh. If we're going to be tailoring her, she can't go to the mikveh until tomorrow. So that we can't simply say that, well, you know, what do you mean? Why not pick one out? It's one that doesn't do any damage, but here it does do damage. Nonetheless, the Brice over here says that she can be Taylor in another woman who's a Shomer's Yom Kineged Yom, even though it's B'sheni Shalai. And what's more, she can even be Taylor in a Sofer Shiva, so this woman already is on the 7th day. She counted 7 days. She hasn't gone to the mikveh yet. I mean, you can't tell me that's not a very serious loss. And she's going to have to now go over if she was the kid. She's going to be safe if she was the kid. Nonetheless, because she's Tanea now, we're going to be tail on her.
It has to be a zero-sum game. Someone has to be stuck with the bill.
Absolutely. What are you going to say? The Kesem came from nowhere?
You could say.
What could you say?
Them, but you don't make
it. How could you say such a thing? You can't say something inconsistent. If you're going to be tailor, that's the point of being tailor. It came from you. It can't be a logical inconsistency. So even so, you can be Taylor. Lefichach imetukenet v'chaveta mekukelet, which means that what happens is that she, who now found the ketem, she is mitukenet, but her friend, because this is in fact a zero-sum game, has to be Milkul Keller, so she's now going to need another day of Shomer Yom Keneged Yom, or she's now going to need to be Sofer Shivas Nekiyim. So the Gemara is going to ask later, what's the point of that statement?
No, I mean,
isn't that what you just said? What did you add by saying that? Right? Okay, basically, I mean, we're going to need to address the question of a zero-sum game. But that's what it's saying. The point of that statement is, I'm telling you that that's the only way that it can be. Divrei Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, all of this is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's shita. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, no, you can't do that. Einat tola, how could she be tola? Because since you're going to now be mekalkel, the one who was semi-metukenet, she could have gone to the mikveh right this minute, and now you're telling her she can't go to the mikveh? Maybe for another day, maybe for another 7 days, how can you be tola in her? And therefore, there's no way to be tola in one as opposed to the other, but you understand the kukalot. You now have to assume the worst for both. You have no reason to be tola one more than the other. Now, both agree, v'shavim, shetola v'shomeret yom k'neged yom, b'rishon shema. However, if it was the first day of the Shivas Nikim, where you're not, v'shomeret yom k'neged yom, where you're not hurting her, because even if she was rei adam kol hayom kulay, she still only has to be a shomeret yom k'neged yom, correct? Because by a mikveh, the Torah was tola the din of Zivas only in Yomim and not in Re'ias. There's no problem. So what's wrong with saying that she was the one that was Re'ah? So in that case, everybody is made that you can be tola in her. And you can be tola in Yerushevas Adam Teher. This woman is anyway. So what are you going to say? You're going to say she's bleeding. Nuso. Her blood is tohar. So what does it hurt? What does it hurt her to say that it comes from her? So over there, if anyway, you're not going to make me any nafkamina la halacha, so why not say that she was the one that is the source of the keta? Now, of course, there's also the other issue in both of these cases, which is that you have a question here of Mayan Patuah. One of these women are bleeding. Remember, we said there were three factors. And the fact that there needs to be something that is more than a simple halachic question was addressed by Rav at the beginning. The Nochrit HaRo'ah. What does it need to be a Ro'ah? You're not being makalkaler. Anyway, she was given a din. So what do you need in the Nochrit HaRo'ah? She's Ruhi Elirais, the Chachom are already metami her. Every Nochrit is a Nida. No. So says Rav, no, that's not true. I see from the Diyak of the comparison to the Nida that there also has to be over here the physical reality of saying that it's reasonable to say that the dam came from her. So in this case, we have two out of the three questions addressed. Right? In other words, it's not actually three. We have all three. We're saying in that case, we're shoving. You're not being makalka. There's a reason to be tailored the dam, and there's a cheskes tuma on one and a cheskes tire on the other one anyway. So in this case, is no machlokas between Rabbi and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Ube besula, shedamea teori. Furthermore, if we know that we have a besula who is bleeding, so now her dam, anyway, is going to be tar. So what's he going to be? What's he going to be makalkal her? It's dam besulin. So therefore, there's nothing being hurt in this woman. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Shehakol Miyam Bidvaro.
Amen.
Explain to me now, getting back to that Lefichach. What's the Lefichach meaning? When Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said Lefichach, and therefore it must be that she's metukenet v'chaverta mekukelet. I mean, that's not saying anything. What's the Lefichach? No, actually, you're right. That's not saying anything that we couldn't figure out ourselves. I mean, he only said that because of Rebbe. Because of Rebbe? So what was the Chiddush in Rebbe? Lefichach, the Rebbe, why did Rebbe say Lefichach Shneim Mekukalot? Because Ma'u Detema, even though Rebbe is saying you can't be Taylor, that's not the same thing as saying that they're both Mekukalot. Because if I can't be Taylor, isn't it reasonable to say, okay, fine, so then the one who found the Kesser is the man. I won't be Taylor. It certainly doesn't reflect on the other woman. Because I'm saying, Kan Nimtza, Kan Haya, the way I say normally by Tuma. Therefore, I should say that Ma'adatayim, Ahivi Ishtakeach HaKetem Yabba Titkalkel, V'idach Lo Titkalkel. Titkalkel, maybe only the one that had the the ketem found on her beged is the one who we have to be chayshish and not the other one. Gamash malan, that they're both mekukat. Obruf gista. Now here, obviously, we're getting into the question of tliya. First thing that comes to your mind is shnei shvilim. Correct? Because basically, we're touching on the issue of shnei shvilim, partially. Famous issue of shnei shvilim is where you have two paths, one tummy, one tar. You have two people who walked on these two paths. One on the other, don't know which. One guy is tummy, one guy is tar. Okay. So you could see the similarity to our case. There's an obvious difference. The difference is that there's none of the reason to assume one about the other in physical terms. There's nothing that's similar to the Mayan Patuach and so on. There's only the question of Tliya in terms of the Halacha and the Cheskestu.
When they come one at a time, aren't they both Tahar?
Well, we'll see what cases we're talking about. Om Yochista. Tamei v'tahar. Shalchu b'shnei shvilim. Echad tahar v'echad tamei. Banu l'machlokes Rebbe v'Reb Shimon Gamliel. The Torah we have over here is precisely the machlokes of Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel. Because we can be Taylor here, the Tomei and the Tar, or not. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, you can be Taylor, because after all, the halach anyway is that she's Tomei, has to be Taylor on her. Mashenkin Rebbe has said, you can't be Taylor on her, because Lamaisa, you're going to be Mekalkal her, so, in that case, he would say over here the same thing. Now, this, the way that I would just masber it, is actually a machlokas Rashi of Texas. What precisely is the case? I mean, what are we going to say that over here they're both going to be tame because one doesn't make any nafkamina? Of course, it doesn't make any nafkamina at all. The case that we had over here by Shemaret Yom Keneged Yom is it didn't make a nafkamina. So why is that so clear that that's not what's ready in Shemaret Yom Leo? Therefore, Tosfos learns the case over here is that the person had already prepared himself for Tahira, he needs 7 days. Okay, so he already had some of those days in order to be able to get his Hazoya. Now I'm going to be ruining him. So now it's similar to the case of the one who was Yosheva Shivas Nekiyam, or some of Yosheva Shivas Nekiyam, or Yom Keneged Yom. Maskel Ravada. So Ravada Tainas to Rav Chista. What's the comparison? Ad kan lo komar vihosam ela de taver ki adani ninu. Over there was a nafkamina to both of them, right? So over there, you're going to say both of them are tamei, because lamaisa, both of them, in a sense, this is how Rashi has to understand it here, is that both of them have basically a cheskes taira, in that the shemeres yom keneged yom can be tovelets, and here we're going to be mechalik, as I mentioned earlier, between the two ways of stating the factors. Is the question over here that I'm not hurting one of them? Or is the question over here the din of Tumah V'Tahara? By the Shomer Yom Keneged Yom, I'm not hurting her, I'm hurting her. On the other hand, I'm not changing her status. She's Tumah. So in terms of viewing the halacha of what could be, she could go to the mikveh. Therefore, Rebbe Tainas, they're both anyway going to be hurt by this psak. So what's the nafkamina? How can you be Taylor one more than the other? Over here, what difference does it make? Anyway, the man is tummy mace. Rav Chista says, the same thing is true over here. Anyway, she's tummy mace, so to speak. Because so, Yitvila boy, at this point she hasn't gone to the mikvah. Are you changing her halacha at all? You're not changing her halacha at all. She needs to go to the mikveh anyway. Okay, so now she can't go to the mikveh. But the question of being able to go to the mikveh or not being able to go to the mikveh is not the equivalent of Tumah V'Tahara. Now obviously there's different ways of understanding the sugya. Stam, there's many ways in the Rishayim Bechlal of understanding the svaras of the Mina of here between the Machlokas over here of Ravada and Rav Chista. But clearly there's a nafkamina in how to approach the sugya depending on whether there's something to lose to the Tamei Meis or not. As well, the pashtas, from the argument, Rashi seems to be correct, saying what's the difference? And the nafkamina is with the tefillah boy. Itmar Amar Rabbi Yisrael b'Chanina. Tamei v'tahar. The afilu tahar the Talmud, Shalchu b'shnei shvili, echa tamei ve'echa tahor, tola tamei betalui, v'tahor b'tahor, v'divrei hakol. If you have even somebody who anyway is only tolui, meaning that he's a suffix tuma in this case, even Rebbe would be moda that in this case, the tolui, because of his suffix from before, was anyway tamei. And therefore, in this case, you have one that's a completely tahor, and the other one that's completely tamei. So, because what's not going to be suffix tuma? But he's mitzad adin, he has to be machmir, so he's completely tamei. There you can be tola, even according to Rebbe. Barmine Rebbe Yochanan, the Rebbe Yehuda Bar Livoi, mal litlos kesem bekesem. How about if you don't have an isha that's roya, you have over the years someone lends her clothing to a woman who we already know is Tamea because she found the kesem on another piece of clothing. So now the question is that the same thing as lending her beggar to Anita? Or over here, I mean, the first kesem, it's not as if we know that it was done. The first kesem maybe came from somewhere else. The second kesem maybe is now the result of someone wearing it, of a woman wearing it. So Aliva the Rebbe Loti Baylach. According to Rebbe, is Bechlal no Shail. I mean, obviously, Hashtu Ma Hasam de Kachazia Migufa Amritena Taylor. So Alcha de Miyama Kasi Lo Koshkin. In the case of the Shemaras Yom Keneged Yom, she, we definitely know, had been bleeding. So to that extent, she's called a Mayon Patuach. So if she's bleeding, and nonetheless, Rebbe says, well, you can't change her halacha. Now, because she's bleeding, but she could go to the mikveh. Mm-hmm. And now she won't be able to go to the mikveh. So how can you be tell on her? So over here, Kosher Kane, where she was not Kazi Miguv at all. We have a chash for maybe the kesem never even came from her. So obviously Rebbe's not going to be tell in that case. So if Elcha to be Amakasi over here, it's possible the kesem came from somewhere else, where Kosher Kane, that you can't possibly be tell on her, and this already is dependent on the physical analysis, correct? Which was one of the other factors. So as we're saying, that Rebbe took into consideration both in Yanim here. And Rashi says this all along. He keeps talking about the question whether we view it as a Mayan Patuach or not later. But my question was that I'm asking Rebbe Yehuda Bar Levi, not a Libet Rebbe, but Ki Tivoy Lach a Libet Rav Shimon Gamliel. I want to know, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, who holds that you can be Taylor. Someone who's Raya Migufa, does that mean that you can also be Taylor on a Balas HaKesem? So I'll leave it up to Shem Gimel. Hosa Mudaka Chazi Migufa, Talia. Is he saying only because since she was Raya Migufa, therefore I have a right to be Taylor on her? But over here, off the Miyamakosi Lo Talia, even though it could be Bitsad Aloch, it's exactly the same thing. That was in terms of the impact that I make on her, makes no Dafkamina. Again, we see clearly there are two issues, which was the beginning of the sugya of Rav, right? Taliyah is dependent on two things. There has to be a difference in reasonability, and there has to be a difference in terms of the halacha or in terms of the kilkel. Odilma lo shna? Or maybe that doesn't make any nafkamina. I mean, the point is that, look, I mean, we know there was a ketem there, and maybe that's enough to say the difference in reasonability. And in terms of the halacha, we know that we're not being makalko one, and we're being makalko the other. So let's be tailor the kilkel and the kilkel. Amalei ain't tailing. No, you can't be tailor. My tam. What do you mean my tam? Lefisha ain't tailing? How can it be tailor in such a case? There's no cheskas roya. I mean, it's obvious what the tam is. There's nothing to be tailor in. What do you tailor in? You have to be tailor in a metzias. So what are you saying? I know that she was roya dam. You don't know that she was roya dam. You absolutely don't have a clue that she was Raya Dan. The din of a kesem anyway, from beginning to end, is a chumra that was saying, let's act with her as if she's Raya. So as if she's Raya is a reason to be Taylor that somebody else can say, this stomach came from her. It's exactly as reasonable that it came from number two that it came from number one. Or from neither, for that matter. So if you're dealing with a kesem, so by definition, ain't Taylor? Isaac. Ain't tailing kesem the kesem. The Bryce says like this. You can't be tailing kesem the kesem, which sounds fine. Except that it continues on to say, Hish ila le chalukala nochrit, o le yoshevet ala kesem, hareze tolabo.
So she can be Taylor. Wait. What do you mean? How good for Kasha? First, I mean, this Brisa, before you ask me anything from the Brisa, let's try to make sense of the Brisa. The Brisa is contradicting itself. You start off by saying ain't Taylor. So you can't rely on a Kesem to be Taylor on it. And then you say, in the same form of Taylor. Well, hello, Kasha. Already are Shemir on wheel?
In the same Brisa?
What are you going to say? You have to say? Ikide Amre? Others say, no, that's unreasonable. Hava HaRevi must be that we're talking about a Shemar as Yom Kereged Yom, essentially. So Hava Barishon Shalah, Hava B'Sheni Shalah. So there is, if it's Barishon Shalah, so then you can be Taylor because you're not hurting her. But if it's B'Sheni Shalah, so according to Rebbe, you can't be Taylor because now she won't be able to go to the mikveh today. But otherwise, you could be Taylor, be on Rishon, even on a Ketan. Rav Asher says, on the contrary, Havar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Both the Rishon and the Zev is going Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So one says, ain't Taylor, and the other one says, Taylor, I'm like Kasher. Khan, Limafreya. You're talking about the question of whether it was Matame Limafreya to be Matame now to Hyrus. That's one issue. Khan, Lahabba. You can't be Taylor Mikan Alaba. That we said. But you can, if you already had things that she had touched, you're not hurting anything. Because anyway, this Balas HaKesem had been Mitame things because of her previous Kesem. So what's nafkamina if you say that it was the Timaeus that she, you know, like Kasha. Yeah, you read the Brisa wrong. Excuse me. Well, let's go back and read that. What it meant, when you thought it meant that Hilal and Nochrit, only Isha Balata Keten, so then the new person can be Taylor. No, the words Keten was referring to the woman who's asking the Shaila. Can she be Taylor her Keten? Not the woman that she wants to be tailored on was the Balat Keten. So the way to understand it is like this. Hishila chalukal nochrit, ba'alat haketem ha'ezet olaba.
She gets it back and she's already a ba'alat haketem.
No, she now becomes a ba'alat haketem. Mm-hmm. She finds it. Mm-hmm. So now, can she be tailed on the nochrit? Who is her real nochrit? I mean, it has something to do with ba'alat haketem. So all it's saying is that a ba'alat haketem can be tailed on a nochrit, which is basically the Mishnah. So yeah, except for that unfortunate or, that would be a very nice pirish. I mean, but it does say, Yishilala Nochrit, all the Balat HaKetem. So what are you telling me? It means the Balat HaKetem. The only Yoshevet HaKetem. Please, let's be reasonable. The Kesem can be Taylor in that one. Then comes on the Nechemiah's Halacha, which if the bench was made out of stone, or she's sitting on the edge of a swimming pool, then it's not going to be a Ketem. Amr of Masna, my time of the Rabbi Nechemiah. In other words, kivan jiyashva la'aretz nikta, so to speak. As a woman who is yoshevet ala aretz, her ketem is to her. And of course we explained that the most reasonable approach to the shaila is, works out according to those who understand the din of ketem itself as being a takona lagabi tyrus. In other words, if we assume that dam nida, dam of a woman without hargosha, is tumeya, but it's not matami the woman as a nida, but it would be matami tyrus, then the gezerah of ketem is simply in order to make people sensitive to the tumas hadam. Since they can't be machalic between the dam that's tame and an isha that's tumeya, so we said, so let the isha be tumeya. But that's only where it's going to be in the gear, tumas tyrus. If it falls on something that's not Shayach Tyrus, and the truth is, it's an amazing thing, but the truth is, there's only two areas in Jewish life where we care about this. One is Lagabi Sukkah. Which nowadays, what do people get into questions of whether a material is Makabal Tum or not Makabal Tum and so on? It's only two things that the Inyan of Tyrus is still alive for us, even though we're not Nayak Tyrus. And that is, B'negeah, we have to analyze which things are kosher for Schach, and what things are Ketem is B'tam. And there everybody all of a sudden is a barking, you know, there's paper Makabel Tumah, there's sanitary napkins Makabel Tumah, there's nylon Makabel Tumah, all of the shilas as if we're living in a world in which Tyrus is Negea. So this din of Rabbi Nechemya, Lamaisa, has kept Tyrus alive. it's an amazing thing. They say that Enochinami, the union of Kesem, is Negea Tumas Tyrus. So my time Rabbi Nechemya did accelerate. Obviously this is an esmach to be alma. You should know, this is so nogeya kabbalas tuma that even on a kli which is shayet to kabbalas tuma, but the ketem was found on achore kli cheres. Of course, the kli cheres can only be matan makabel tuma mitocho. But since it can't be makabel tuma in this fashion, he would be matayer even there. Isn't that pshita? No, it's not pshita. Mother Tema leads a gabo at the tocho. But that's already making an assumption that people are bekiyim in the nafkamina in gabo tocho gabo klisheres. Kamash blander enough enough. Amar Abaye mitayer haya Rabbi Nechemya b'matlonios she'in behem ashalosh ashalosh etzbots v'lo chazin lo la'aniyim v'lo la'ashirim. Furthermore, you should know that Rabbi Nechemya was even matir, small pieces of material, as long as they're not three etzbos by three etzbos, even though this material is perfectly royal to be a beged. And what's more is that if lamaisa you were miyachid it for use, it will actually be makabel tuma.
Even smaller than three
etzbos. Yes. If that's the only time we said min hastam is on makabel tuma, but you could be miyachid a beged. That's not only that, if it's used as a patch, it's makabel tuma. There's cases where it's shayach to be matame, even something this size. Nonetheless, since this is not the standard, that by definition will be makabel tuma, we view it as something that's not a beged until it's actually being made use of as a beged. Even there, now if you're the Gemara doesn't say pshita, if you're in the community, it'd be kiddush. Even there, he was matir, and says there's no chashash of a ketan. Dorash, obviously this is not to confuse you about a bedika. A bedika is not a ketan, as we already saw. In other words, the shiurim that we have of ketan, how long is it we have a ketan? We're certainly not going to say a woman who makes a bedika with a small piece, or she uses cotton, which is not a material yet, it hasn't been woven, but it's not makabel tuma, you're not going to say that in such a case,
cotton's not
material. No, if it's someone who just loose cotton.
Oh, okay.
It's also not so posh. There's a lot of discussion about.
Okay.
Because the question of some rufishtim, the dinim of beged, and what's considered to be tamidir, but as far as that's concerned, we take on that it's makabotum. But so over there, of course, we're talking about a bedika. Here we're talking about a ketem. She finds this as a ketem, not as something that definitely came from her body. Dorish Rav Chiya bar Rav Masna Mishmei de Rav Halachik Rav Nechemya. That's how we paskin. Omrei Rav Nachman, how can you say such a thing? But Tani Maisa Balif Nechachami V'Timum V'At Amr Halachik Rav Nechemya. I can't believe you could paskin that way. When my father now has a maisa shahaya where they were metame, what's the maisa? Mahi? The Tanya. Shtein nashim shayuto chanot berechayim shayad. You have two women, and they were both working together on a grinder, which is very tough to turn, a human powered berechayim. And nimsa dam tachas hapnimis. If the dam was found, the dam was found on the ground, underneath the woman who's closest to the tochein, shteyem tmeot, because since generally a person leans in to the area that they're working against, so we say the outside woman was leaning inwards in order to get more power into her turning the handle, so it's very likely that she pushed up against the other one, and therefore it could have come either from her or from the one who's closer. So shteyem tmeot. On the other hand, if it's tachas achitzona tmei'a v'apnimi tora.
Where was this dam?
We're going to get clearly into a description of the dam in a minute.
No,
Beinatayim shtehen tmei'ot. I'm saying we're going to get clearly into that. Beinatayim shtehen tmei'ot. If you found between them, so either of one could have been in that position. Both of them are tamei'ot.
Now, and here's the part, Hayama Aseh. And Nimtza Dam Asvata Shel Ambati. Which is certainly not Makabel Tuma. That's the case in the Mishnah Rebbe Chaim uses. And there was also Dam that was found on an Alah Shel Zayit, which is also not Makabel Tuma. B'sha'asha Mesikot Et HaTanur, where we also had this Shaila. They were working together, getting a tanur lit. Ubama Aselef Nechachamim V'timum. So the question over here didn't even arise that it should have a din of a keta. The question was Lagabi being Taylor, one or the other, and so on, it says it's Timum. You're telling me that over here, it says it's Nechachamim, so clearly it's a rabbi. And you're telling me we should pass him like the Das of a Yachid, like Levi Nechamim. I don't understand you. The truth is, it's not a rabbi and a yochid. It's a tanoi. It's a regular machlokas tanoi. This lashon of the rabbanon is actually a das yochid. It's tanoi. The tanya Rabbi Yaakov mitame, Rabbi Nechemya mitayer, v'ahiru chachamim ko Rabbi Nechemya. I'm a rabbi. The rabbanon is the rabbi, and we're made it to Rabbi Nechemya. So Rav's psak wasn't connected to chachamim with the rabbi. Was connected to Das Yochid of Rabbi Yaakov. It happened to be open. There were a few people who were passing like Rabbi Yaakov, but normative halacha, the Chachamim went according to Rabbi Nechemya. That's in fact the way that we're naik, halacha lemaisa, all the time. Not necessarily. No, it's not an astam, it's not an halacha.
So, you don't know how much. Using it for heating for firewood. Would it still
have
been
double two? No, it's not
Just the
Heilige Mishnah. Shalosh Nashim Shayu Yeshenot B'mita Achat. Nimtza Dam Tachat Achat Mehem. Over here, if you have three women in a single bed, now obviously we saw already that in sleep it shaykh people to turn, twist, and so on that we had before the Gabi the Chaluk. And therefore, if you find any blood here, it could have come from any of them. And you have to, can't be terrible, one more than the other. Kulan Tmeot. But, if batka achat mehem v'nimtzei tmeah, he tmeah b'shteyem torot. If one of them finds dam, then she is alone, is tmeah. If we return, the one is definitely bleeding. That's a little bit strange. We didn't say that legabi the chaluk before, when she had lent chaluk and so on. Right? We have three nashim b'chaluk echad. Shalosh nashim shalavshu chaluk echad. How come we didn't make that distinction before? It's very interesting
about a bedika. If one of them was bodik.
Why didn't we say that? Why are we saying it over here?
Where is she checking?
That we'll see in the Gemara.
And is there any concept of the alpha? You know, the one person drags the other two into it, and actually, you know, it's been proven to happen.
No. So the shiloh over here is. The truth is, there's a machlokas b'shonim, whether the cases are the same, mm-hmm. like the Rambam is a masker on both of them, the Deka. Or there are other rishonim who say that it's only because they're all in the bed simultaneously that we would say Taylor in that sense. But if she's going to be bedekas where they're not simultaneously, over their case, obviously not all wearing the same kaluk at one time. Mm-hmm. So they switch, you can't be Taylor just because now.
Even if now she finds.
That's right, because we don't have any reason to say that at that time that's where it came from. Okay, but that's already not such a question issue. The Tolot Zubizu. Now, this Tolot Zubizu is fascinating because Tolot Zubizu means that if there's a reason that to say that one of them wasn't Raya, then she's Taylor in the one who doesn't have that reason. Mm-hmm. Till now, we've been talking about Taylor in the opposite sense. If there's a reason to say that one is Raya, let's be Taylor on the one who was Raya, and I'm not hurting her halakha anyway. Here we're talking about, let's say two of the women were pregnant, and one wasn't pregnant. But nobody was in neither. So the ones who are pregnant are less likely to have been Raya Ketim, to have bled. Therefore, let's be Taylor on the one who was not pregnant, right? Or one is nursing. She doesn't have to be chosher. She'll be tailored on the ones who aren't nursing. So this is the opposite type of tliya. V'im lo hayu ru'uyin lirot, Ro'ino to ke'ilu hein ru'uyot. So if, however, all of them are in the same situation, so they're all pregnant, they're all nursing, we can't say that the blood is not there. The blood is there. We're not going to say that there's no din of ketem just because they're not ru'uyots. Amr Rav Yudah Marav, this din that we can be tailor on the one is only Ushabat Katzmat Shir Vesit. This is Dafka. If now we find the Ketem, she checks herself at that moment and finds at that moment that she's Tamer Kashir Vesit, which is the Osiyam, immediately. Then she can rely that she was the one who was Metamer with the Ketem. But otherwise, what do you say? Because later she became Tamea, therefore earlier she was the one that was Raya. That doesn't make any sense. It was Bishleim if I defined the halacha b'shas ma'isa. Shir v'esa is simultaneous. The previous Mishnayos we're talking about, where one of them had previously been Tamea. Over here, there are three women who are Tahiris. Now you're trying to say, okay, but if we find out now, if we find out a day later, we're also going to say, well, she was the first one to get her period. Probably it's from her. There's no such halacha. So if we can establish, the same way we would have established it was a chiyuv of a carbon, so we're going to establish that she was Tamea, therefore, at that time. That's how we define the nature of simultaneous when it comes to these issues. Like, so it's similar to the din of Toch Kedei Dibur. It's as if it was at that moment she's Tamea. Then you can rely on it, but certainly afterwards you can't. So have a look at Bar Pot. This is the same that Bar Pot explained. Lagabi the din of Tumas Tyrus. He said like this: Kosha ba'ala b'chatat ta'aroteha tmeot. If it's b'shir osyom, so then the husband is going to have to bring a chatas, even though the blood was only found on her aid. So if that's the case, then the Tyrus of Barai tmeos, because it means we're passing a Barai too. Ba'ala ba'asham talui. So then ta'aroteha tmeot. If l'maisa, we're not ready to say that he's high of a carbon, we're misupik. So if we're misupik, we have to misupik begabi the tires as well. So then the tire, we won't burn truma. Bala patur, tarotea tarot. And on the other hand, if there's no kashash at all, even av, so in other words, she over here, it was acher. Remember the cases we had before, shirosyum, acher ashiraze, and then there's acher ashiraze. So if there's no chashash even of a suffix, the mashim talui, so then there's no chashash in the Tyrus at that time either. Rebbe Oshi Amar, afilu ba'ala b'chatat ta'arotea tluyot. The shaila over here is also what happened to the din of metama mi'esli eis. I mean, Rashi sees that, l'chor you have to say over here, that Bar Pata doesn't hold of the din of Mi'es Le'es, and it's Yosef Eishana, Kol HaNoshim Dayan Shai. It's a little bit strange, because according to him, it comes out that now Reb Osha, who says, Afilu Ba'ala B'chatas Tarotea Tuluyot, we'll see later on, is going to be arguing in two separate issues. If we learn that we're talking about over here, one of those women who are, which Lactosa says, we could be talking about Yishish Yesh Le'Vesa. From the Bainisha Shiesh Leveset, or for that matter, who says we're talking about Truma Kutcher, maybe we're talking about Chulin. So over there we don't have a halacha Mies Lies. So therefore, this is Bechlaid, but why complicate the sugya? Let's say it's going perfectly well, I'll leave it to Beis Hillel, and there's no problem. We're talking about a case where we don't have a Shash Mies Lies. Rebosia says that it's not the same at all. Afilu ba'ala b'chatas, you still have to be tailor the taris. Why? Because Mishlei Mahasim, you see, I can say that when it comes to the case of the Baal, there's a reason for me to say, how come we didn't notice any bleeding? How come it's only found now on the eighth Shalah afterwards? So I could say, you know why? Because Emo Shamish Ikve Ladam, the very fact that he was being Mishamish itself was Ma'ak of the Dam to come out. Avohacha, Imisid Abi Dam Man Hakve. I don't understand why you're saying the Tyrus should be Vadai.
there's something over here that's our error, my belief, that this really happened at that time. Because if Lamaisa, she had been bleeding, why wasn't she bleeding? What was preventing the blood from coming out earlier? So, therefore, I'm not going to be vada mitami the tyrants. Omrav Yirmiyah Moshe Dervai Shalom Adam V'Daveh L'yelet V'Zakein Shayum Ha'alchi B'Derek. You have a youngster walking along with his grandpa. So Kol's Man Shayu B'Derek, as long as he's walking with grandpa, you'll notice that he's walking very slowly, even though he's a youngster, he's got lots of energy. But Yelet Shohelavo, the moment Nichlesula here, the moment he drops grandpa off at the front door, zoom, he's away, right? Yelet Namayelavo. Same thing over here. When there's two Tulas that are going on simultaneously. So on the one hand, she's Mishameshes Mitas, and also her body is Bivakeshes Lotzidam, so to speak. So one is Ma'akev the other. The Omer Abai Abai says it's even more than that. Moshe Rabbi Yoshi Lamad Over Deyme, the Adam Shenosin Etzba Ba'ayin. That's the Moshe we use all the time. Etzba Ba'ayin. Etzba Ba'ayin is interesting that while you put your finger in the eye, it doesn't start tearing. It tears when you pull away. In other words, you prevent tearing initially, sort of dries. The moment you take your finger away, that's when it starts tearing. So it's the same thing goes much etzba ba'ayin dim ashohalava. Natala etzba dim amamahatlava. So it's that there's an actual ikuv of the dam, b'shas tashmish. There's a reason why the dam wouldn't be yotze. V'tolot zubazu, this says the Mishnah, what do you mean? Turn around, on a case of tolot zubazu. Say you have a woman who's pregnant, you have a woman who's not pregnant. So the pregnant woman can be tailored that the ketem came from the anal barret. You have a menika and an anal menika. Again, the menika can be tolabish anal menika, because it's more likely that the dam came from her. You have a zikena, b'shena zikena. The zikena would be tailored in the anal zikena. You have a betula b'shena, you have a woman who was never rayada. So then it makes sense that the tola betula b'shena betula. But how about how you shtehen ubarot, shtehen menikot, shtehen zikinot, shtehen betulot? Zoi shishanino. Oh, that's what's meant with those closing words in the Mishnah. Quote, lo hayu ruyot lirot, if none of them were ruyas, then ruin kielu en ruyas, then all of them are in the same matzah, and we'll have to meet down there, all of them, all two of them, all three of them, depending what the case was. Fine. Good. Yeah. Exciting.
Why do they have to bring all these cases? Is it an obvious
thing? Huh?
Why do they have to bring all these examples? Is it an obvious thing? Nursing, not on here. Is it an obvious thing already? Why did it say one bag?
Oh.
It's an obvious thing.
I don't know.
Why did you jump into it?
I don't know. One of them would be enough. I don't know why I would have more of a halami on one. Let me ask you to think about it. It's a gift that it's not all the same.
Discuss about the seal when they're sitting together with the other groups and something.
Are you saying do?
No, it's a question.
You're saying do we doing?
Right.
Do we?
Yeah. No. Do we want to do something with that group? That's a suggestion. And of our own thinking, our two things, etc.
I want to dance it both ways.
Okay. Secondly, we don't have enough money for this one, even though it's represented to us. Please go so I can get.
The other guys are 3 pages behind.
Are we waiting for an answer, or that's it?
I think we should make our own shiur.
Second.
We have both. We have our own shiur and
we enjoy that.
And we enjoy that.
Yeah, I think so too.
Besides, there are two languages. There are three languages.
Are the other groups definitely linked together?
Well, how many groups? Oh,
there's only groups. There are three groups.
There's another two groups.
There's a morning and an evening.
And there's a morning in the Shalakota and the Shishka.
Will they join?
Yeah, I think.
What I
was
sure,
doing.
I think.
You know, it's separate with
the
community.
We can
do the community interaction.
Might be nice.
Good.
But we should stop
off. It's a small one.
We just have to figure out where I'm at.
I thought Kalman was doing a big barbecue.
Well, we were going to have a barbecue, but what's the biggest roof, huh? Mm-hmm.
Not the flames.
Can we eat up there?
Mm-hmm. We've done it before.
Mikdash and all
that? We've done it before.
Have
we? Sure.
No, I guess I missed that.
They used to eat carbonas there.
Okay.
Is that it? Going.
Next, we'll work on the date.
There are three pages behind.
You're
going to have to catch up.
No, so you said.
We don't mind having another barbecue. Yeah. 3 days later.
No, it is. So we, if we're on time, we'll have our memo door. And when they're ready.
No, that doesn't matter, because we'll do our own. So we can be mitzarif to,
Right.
Unless the other groups want to do the memo.
First of all, we have to decide on a common date for everybody.
Is he in touch with the others? He's in touch with the Shivat HaKotel?
I'll have to figure this for Kanye.
Because the Shivat HaKotel would be a great place to do it.
Yeah, that's why that's
a big mile.
That's why we need
it. It's all community oriented.
There's only about 4 or 5 people.
But there's room for all. Okay.
Oh, but I'm sure they'd like to be a community service institution. I'm sorry, but remind me again of your first name, because I got so taken up.
Cousin of the resident. Jacob was the
resident. Right, right.
Second.
I know many of the roses. So you're Jacob's.
Yeah.
You're Jacob's second
cousin. My father's Jacob's cousin.
Your father's Jacob's cousin. And where are you from? Oh, yes, I heard of that place. London, England. and what are you doing here?
I'm married, Baruch Hashem.
And you've come to learn where?
I really just came to learn my own thing.
Oh, you just take 3 months away from life.
Because it's nice to where we live.
Yeah. Very nice. You found a 3 month
I'm not really doing a course with them. I want to learn Hilchot Shabbos. There's a shiur, some of it. I'm just doing a part of the
shiur. An honor to meet you.
Thank you. I'm doing a shiur. I had a lot of that.